You'll never guess who's awake.
You're shitting me.
Come see for yourself.
How long has it been?
Years. I stopped keeping track a while ago.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Time flies when you're watching someone breathe through a tube.
From GameMusicForAll.com.
And this is Mr. B, back from the wilderness, fighting bears and whatnot.
And a guest host, Chibima, from Stickam, for Rhyme Torrents.
From the internets, yo.
The internets. Nerdcore room on Stickam. Definitely check it out.
Although, don't check it out if you're loud. Well, not loud. Loud is okay. Talkative is good, but like by loud, I mean if you come in and you're playing some really bad techno and you don't have headphones.
There's a lot of bad techno.
You get a lot of bad techno on Stickam. It's surprising.
I like all kinds of techno, so I don't know what this bad techno you speak of. It's foreign to me, I'm sorry.
You know the techno you hear that's not very good?
No, I've never heard of such a thing. You do not know what you're talking about. I need to listen to this thing called bad techno.
All I know is good techno.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Do you guys have bass line over there? The genre of music bass line?
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, what is that?
It's an entire genre of bad techno. That's it.
Bad techno over here is, what is it called? Big Beat or... There was another one, too. But I can't remember what it's called because I don't listen to it.
I've never heard of Big B. I'm from Montana, and all I've heard of is techno and electronica. That's about it. And trance.
Oh, trance. Well, I was a big electronica nerd, so I know all the tiny subgenres and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Before we get more off topic, that first song you heard was Dial Up Town by Jay Tholen and Shale Riley, and it's going to be on the new Here Comes the New Challenger album, which will be out in May. And you're listening to Letters versus Numbers. I don't think we mentioned that yet.
They know. They should know. Or else, you know, they're all fired as listeners. Anyone who didn't know that this was Letters versus Numbers, just press stop. You're done. You had your chance. It's over.
You're out of here. We don't want to talk to you anymore.
Scram. Make like a tree, get out.
Why are you guys trying to get rid of your listeners? I mean, maybe now they're intrigued. Ooh, this is Letters versus Numbers. Maybe I'll stay and listen, but no, you guys are telling them to stop.
No, so if they were like, ooh, this lost, is Letters versus Numbers, then they would know we're Letters versus Numbers. But the people who didn't know we're Letters versus Numbers, they can do one. We require a high caliber of listener.
Never mind. I can't think of anything.
Plus, we like the listeners to our listeners are the kinds that get into abusive relationships.
Yeah,
like whether it's an actual relationship or just the podcasts they listen to.
I've got this like twinge of guilt that someone somewhere is sitting. Oh my god, they're right. I do get into abusive relationships constantly, even in podcasts. What's wrong with my life? And then they cry. If you were that person, write us like a heartfelt email about your life, pretty much. Like, don't spare us the details. Just be like, well, when I was young, I had a school teacher, and they hit me because it was the
I had a school teacher
because it was the Victorian times, and then I was frozen in time, and then when I woke up in the 90s. Teachers sort of had to be nice, so I lacked that disciplinarian role, and I found it in relationships instead. I have no idea where I'm going with this.
This sounds like the story to Captain America, but instead of him becoming Captain America, he was just abused and then frozen.
Instead of Captain America, he was just some random jerk.
I'm going to take a guess that Mr. B has become quite emo in the past year of no internet.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it, right? I was listening, you know, the other podcasts that came out, the Fugmaster J one and the Brian one, which were awesome, by the way. But on the Fugmaster J one, you were saying, like, something along the lines of, like, why don't I just do a podcast myself, or that I probably would, or something. And the idea hadn't occurred to me, and I was like, why don't I just do that? So, like, I sat down, and I grabbed some MP3s, and I started talking to myself, and I was like, it really was just, so, I'm doing this because I like the sound of my own voice. I'm in a big empty house. I need to do my dishes. This house echoes, and it makes me feel more lonely. And then, like, almost as if Audacity knew it was going to be a shit podcast that froze on me and just died. And I was like, screw this.
That's really depressing. I'm very sorry.
Why are you laughing?
I just imagine. like if you went farther into your podcast, it would have just been, like, the chores you had to do. You would have told people, like, I'm out of eggs, I need to pick up some milk.
Like, oh, I thought I had loads of milk, but it's gone off. It's gone off and sour
grocery
like
list
my life.
Of October of 2008. Oh wow, I'm sorry. You know what? I haven't had internet for the past year, unlike you. So I haven't had to experience any of that.
It's horrible, right? There's no benefit to it at all, because, like, when you're offline and stuff, like, you feel really disconnected and things, and, like, you don't know what's going on and you want to. And then in the pockets where you do get on, like, if you're, I used to take my laptop to, like, pubs that had free Wi-Fi and things, and I'd go on there. Not that much happens on the internet when you're not there. So at one time you're thinking, oh, I'm missing everything. And then when you go back on, nothing's fucking happened. So it's, like, double depressing. Oh, just...
Yeah, but you didn't know who I was.
I didn't. That,
like,
happened.
Got on stick him, and I'm like, hey, it's Mr. B, and you're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, but
why are you talking to me?
No, that's not what happened at all. That's just slander. Lies, slander, filthy
not
slander.
Lies. Don't listen to him. I'm telling the truth. It's very true. It's very sad. I cried that night.
My reaction was, oh, someone who I'm not familiar with knows my name. I wonder how. I will politely ask. And then you were all like, oh, fine.
Oh,
Did you ever think you're a famous artist and that people will know your name without you knowing theirs?
I'm not famous. I'm player two and little known nerdcore rapper.
Oh wow. No, I wouldn't know I wouldn't have known anything about nerdcore or you, Mr. B, if I didn't find that Stickam room about a month ago.
Is that how you got into the scene with Stickam? That's happened to loads of people. We're gonna have there's gonna be a glut of like five or six albums where each of them has at least one, probably five, references to Stickam.
Yeah, I'm gonna be one of the majority. But hey, I'm one of the coolest people that's found a court through Stickam, I think. So
how have you come to that conclusion? I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying, was there like
a poll? I think you just did. I was curious.
I just want to learn. I'm a scholar.
Me and Mr. B are scientific. We need evidence to back up claims.
Mm. Oh, dear. Okay. I have to do some some work on that. I've got to investigate.
If it's not in the form of a PowerPoint presentation, we don't want to know.
Oh, shit. Okay.
or some kind of Michael Moore, scare tactics documentary. That would be pretty good, too.
It's like, these people didn't think Ma was cool, and these people are eating poison. Look at them dying.
I obviously have to be one of the cooler people because I actually stuck with it, unlike a lot of people who came by and actually stuck on around for like a week or so and then leave the seriously, where I've been on it like almost every day because I have no life.
Every day and, for a week.
And I talk on RhymeTorrent forums, and now I'm on the part of Game Music for All, so yeah.
I think the Game Music for All part is good evidence to being cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, leaving me out of lemon. Yeah, because that occurs to me, right? Letters versus Numbers was meant to be the unofficial podcast of Game Music for All and Nerdapalooza UK, but I'm not doing a whole load of Nerdapalooza UKing.
Well, we'll just bug Hex. It'll be Nerdapalooza in general. In fact, I declare it right now without Hex's approval.
What?
We're the unofficial Nerdapalooza podcast. Not just UK, but all Nerdapaloozas.
Oh, okay. That sounds good to me. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, that was a pretty good intro. It's good to be back in the saddle. Yeah. Let's play a song.
Okay. What song should we play?
Out of all the songs I got sent, because, like, in true Let's Versus Numbers professionalism style, we all listened to them all about, like, 10 minutes before we started doing the podcast. And by listen to, I mean, like, press play on it and then skip forward 30 seconds just to get a gist of the song. Because that's what I usually do.
Pretty much.
But, There's the first song you heard, as Ant said, was from Here Comes the New Challenger 2, and the one that I want, and I guess we're going to play it now because I've spoken about it for a while without saying anything about it. Anyway, right, it's Nerd Army versus My Parents' Favorite Music, with a song called Secrets Don't Make Girlfriends, and it's the catchiest goddamn song in the world. It's like, I don't know, and people are accusing my mic of going nuts. I'm not going to mention names, but they're wrong. It's their headphones.
Yeah, okay. Even though it's happening to me too, but as long as it's recording well on your computer, I guess.
Yeah, it's all coming up. There's no like bars or anything. This is probably something that would have been better discussed between songs, but you know, whatever. This is My Parents' Favorite Music and Nerd Army with Secrets Don't Make Girlfriends. Enjoy!
Jump out the look of the place and I finished the race, cause my lady got take my ninja. Looking all over town with the pic from the Flickr account. Have you seen this ninja? Better call tomorrow, gonna be pissed off that her kid is a full-blown ninja. No, I'm not making up a girlfriend, yeah, how stupid would that be? Damn that ninja. What did I do to make you mad so you can take a pass at my sexy girlfriend? Now I need a drink, better sit and think to rescue my sexy girlfriend. She could be anywhere if I could just take her to a place that was ninja safe. I wouldn't be caught in this mess. At best, this is the 15th time this happened. I'm 63.3% sure that a ninja stole my girlfriend. I can't believe I was so naive to let a ninja steal my girlfriend. I guess I'll grab a bite tea and hope for the best. Okay, it's been about 20 minutes and I'm convinced that she got killed by a ninja. What other explanation could it be? See, killer ninja. I've seen CSI Miami and it had to be a ninja. Killer ninja. I wonder if they'll kill me just the same that they're a killer ninja. Just call the whole search party off. I'm sure she's buried in a ninja graveyard. Even if you made it in there, I'm sure you'd still need a member card. But you never find it. I tried, it's hidden well. I talked to Sylvia Brown on Montel. She said I'm SOL. 120% sure that a ninja killed my girlfriend. From watching Law and Order, I know that a ninja killed my girlfriend. I never got to teach her how to break dance. Wait, I figured it out, this is great. She couldn't be taken or dead for that matter. Matter of fact, she's probably in the back where I left her, crying her eyes out cause I took a plane to China to find a faulty ninja. Oh man, what a mess I made. Better get back as soon as I can, cause it's been 4 days. So long China, later Bangkok. Goodnight moon to the plane I came on. What if she's not there when I get back? There's only one answer for that. Yes, that's it. Aw man, how stupid was I? She was the ninja the whole time. Sir, could you turn this plane around? My girlfriend's a ninja. Wow! I'm fairly confident, sure enough, that my girlfriend is a ninja! I should have said sorry, but I didn't have the time! Ninja equals girlfriend! That would explain all the shurikens in our sock drawer.
that was Genova by Ante, and I really love that song because it's Final Fantasy and it's remixed. So with, I like the whole techno feel to it, and not to mention it's also one of my favorite, I guess, antagonist themes from Final Fantasy VII.
How do you mean antagonist theme? Like
antagonist? Because it's not. Genova's not a good. I guess, like, it's villain theme, whatever. But it's not a good person in the game if you play Final Fantasy VII.
I've played Final Fantasy VII. Genova wasn't really a person in the game.
Yeah, it was. Everything went back to either Genova or Hojo. Genova is, like, the core reason of everything. If Genova didn't fall onto the planet, Hojo wouldn't have found it. And Hojo wouldn't have used it to inject its cells into Sephiroth, or Zack, or Cloud, and have caused all of this ridiculous drama crap.
I guess.
And, like, not to mention, Genova's the sole reason why Sephiroth went nuts in the first place. Like, if Sephiroth didn't find out that Sephiroth was, you know, basically an experiment used with Genova.
Sephiroth wasn't, like, the most stable of dudes anyway. I think something else would have probably...
Neither was Cloud, either. I mean, Cloud wasn't stable, either. I mean, he forgot who he was.
It's because he had radiation poisoning.
What?
It's because he was essentially, like, I don't know.
He went mentally nuts.
It was like...
It had nothing to do with the radiation.
No, like, that's it would be like a layman's way of putting it, but he had the Mako shower, and he couldn't handle it, because he was weak, so he went nutty, and then...
What?
What do you mean, what? You know who the bad guy was in Final Fantasy VII? The Life Stream.
The Life Stream was not the bad guy. You're trying to start beef with me, shut up.
No, but the Life Stream, like, just sat back going, I think you're all a bit pricky. Sort this out yourself. The live stream could have, like, become big green swirly thing at any point, sorted shit out, just flung Sephiroth into space, Superman with nuclear missile style, and said, like, there you go, job done.
That's like asking, like, trees or, like, freaking dirt to, like, get rid of bad.
It's not, because the live stream had a consciousness. It was always, like, screaming and going, ow, it hurts.
How do you... Wait. How do you know that dirt and trees don't have a consciousness, huh?
But isn't that counter to the argument you're making?
Exactly. No. And also, when I go outside and pollute a little bit, like, if I just take an aerosol can with some CFCs and sprayed it at a tree, the tree doesn't go... Like, a stupid blummin' live stream. Oh, the live stream was such a dick.
Live stream did... You know what? Here's my reasoning. Live stream were filled with all of, like, these ancients, right? And ancients were, like, these people who didn't know how to talk right. So they probably didn't know what the hell was going on.
And they didn't know how to talk right. They were an ancient race that has, like, amassed so much knowledge traveling across the universe. I think they would have mastered the ability to go,
They don't have any freaking knowledge. Like, when you went inside the freaking Temple of Ancients,
and there was
that old dude who, like, bounced around and was like, ho-ho, follow me. Instead of, like, actually, like, helping you out. No, you had to follow the stupid bastard.
The entire game is about the knowledge of the ancients. That's, like, the point.
No. I think you're looking into it wrong. Because I disagree. I think that they couldn't do anything about it. So, you know, they're just chilling in the earth. And they couldn't understand what anyone was saying. And so they didn't know what was going on. So they're just, like, hanging out and whatnot. And, yeah, so.
They couldn't do anything about it because the live stream was a tit. The get of this planet and the other planet's live streams that we're at were like, oh, hey, ancients, are you staying here for a while? And the ancients were all, no, we'll probably move on for a bit. Looking for the promised land. Don't think you're the promised land. And then the other planets would be like, that's fair enough. We're a good planet. We're not there yet. Maybe you'll come back around and we'll be ready. The ancients were like, cool. And then they go to, like, Midgar Earth or whatever. Like, Did you're he call also it Gaia?
You're also forgetting the fact that the live stream was being used by Shinra as, like, Mako energy. So they were weak at the same time. I mean,
yeah,
planet
the
was
live
dying.
Stream, the live stream
when
could
you're
have
weak,
sorted
you can't
that
really
out
do
as
anything.
Well. The live,
no,
it right.
can't.
Yes, it could. Right, the end of the game, big giant fuck off meteor.
That's like
that
asking,
is...
like, water to do shit. Like I said earlier, it doesn't make any sense. The live stream can't do anything.
No, the live stream was conscious. We're going in circles. We're going in circles.
I still say it's Genova and Hojo's fault.
I still say it's a bitchy-ass live stream, so...
Well...
To be honest, I only made that opinion up now on the spot, because it occurred to me and I quite liked it.
You just wanted to start an
Well, I think everyone can agree that Final Fantasy VII was... I knew at some point Final Fantasy argument was going to come up in the podcast.
Well, we've got another Final Fantasy song to play. So it'll come up again.
Oh, yeah, the ex-soldier one?
Yeah, That's a cool... Yeah. Actually, how long have we been talking? I'm not even sure. Should we just play it?
Let's get into the next Final Fantasy song, or Nine Inch Nails song, if you prefer.
Yeah, this is a bit of an old deal. Like, a lot of you have probably already heard this, but Nine Inch Nails, like, being all anti-authority and rock and stuff. Well, not that rock, but whatever, right? They, he started releasing his albums for free, along with, garage band, like, tracks, so people could play with them. And one of the things somebody did was mix all one album's things with Final Fantasy VII music. And it's actually really good, apart from the fact that a lot of the songs are like the slower songs, so it's a little bit wussy in places. But this one's quite funky. It's called The Ex-Soldier. It's the music. Mixed with, I don't know, I guess the song's called BX, I don't know. But, that's such an awesome beat, I'm going to remix that. Anyway, does anyone else have anything
Japanese
to say?
Japanese are crying right now.
Why would they cry? Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Yeah, The Ex-Soldier. Enjoy.
Just a waking dream, but I know what you Yo, I'm just a young man with an awkward flow, but I'm a wise man like I'm Dr. No. And I walk this road as tight as it might be, but I'm likely to lose my balance just slightly. And I work hard to regain my symmetry. Sometimes it seems I'm my own worst enemy. A friend of me once said to do what you love, the money will come as a result thereof. Should have seen then his pants were on fire. Never trust a man wearing flaming attire. The truth is I'm in a constant fight with myself. Half is openly nerd, the other say self. It's a struggle within, like I'm Harvey Dent, or I'm living two lives like my name's Clark Kent. Currently I'm caught in the constant conflict, locked in a battle like a war crime conflict. You can't test him, you can't vex him, you can't question because this is next gen. You seem stunned, but this shit's just begun, so he's gotta grasp his equilibrium. You can't test him, you can't vex him, you can't question because this is next gen. You seem stunned, but this shit's just begun, so he's gotta grasp his equilibrium. Yo, I'm clearly a nerd, but don't look the part. Severely absurd, nerd raps in my heart. So I peel back the mask, let them peer and let them bask in the vast rap task that they're hearing. This ain't nerdcore, man, this is nerd life. This is nerd pride, yeah, man, you heard right. Outside, got a mainstream exterior. Inside, how's my true love for materia? Or inferior, the half-blood prince. Think to the future, and I often wince at the idea that nerd life could someday end. And I never again see Ryu or Ken, or just deserve to Uwe Ball, or the Alliance finally overthrow Thrall, or get to see the last Riddick movies. Speaking of, what is Vin Diesel doing? You can't test him, you can't vex him. You can't question because this is next gen. You seem stunned, but this shit's just begun, so he's gotta grasp his equilibrium. You can't test him, you can't vex him, you can't question because this is next gen. You seem stunned, but this shit's just begun, so he's gotta grasp his equilibrium. You can't test him, no. You can't vex him, no. You know you really cannot question. No, you can't test him, no. You can't vex him, no. You know it's sounding hella next gen, so my nerd slide is sounding like the Star Wars prequels, the CDI Zelda game, and it's two sequels. You fight hard to hold back the baseless attrition and mass attacks of the faceless physician, but I'm just too much to contain. To the mainstream ears, my rhymes seem arcane. My aim? To maintain my proportion. It's got me twisted like a dance with contortion. A portion would love to just state the course, the other would just love to embrace the force. Of course, so I can use my midichlorians, a 121 gigawatt DeLorean. My nerd knowledge is fast and untapped, and mix that with rap, I've had to adapt to the next gen nerdcore rapper of my era, a geek tapping heat packing rap chimera. You can't test him, you can't vex him, you can't question because this is next gen. You seem stunned, but this shit's just begun, so he's gotta grasp his equilibrium. You can't test him, you can't vex him, you can't question because this is next gen. You seem stunned, but this shit's just begun, so he's gotta grasp his equilibrium. You can't test him, you can't vex him. Next gen, you seem stunned, but the shit's just begun, so he's gotta grasp his equilibrium.
And that was a Geekquilibrium by Dr. Awkward from Rhyme Torrents. It just came, he just came out with a new album called Next Gen, and I really liked his album a lot, and Geekquilibrium in particular, just because I liked all the sounds to it and all the synthesizers and whatnot, so, and I thought it had a really good beat.
Dr. Awkward's cropping up in a couple of the battles that are going on as well, I think, if memory serves, unless I'm getting him mixed up with someone. I seem to remember someone called Dr. Something doing okay in battles.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention to the battles, really, except for the character battles on Rhyme Torrents, but, yeah, I just saw his Next Gen album, so I really liked that song, but it was pretty good, so kudos to that.
And that segues us nicely into our news. Dr. Awkward released the album. What else?
Inadequacy, he released a new album.
He's released a bunch of stuff over the past month or two.
He released, like, two unreleased albums and, like, an actual album, like, within the past month.
Yeah, he's been busy. You mentioned the character battles. They're going on.
Yeah,
the moment.
They're going into their round one. So,
yeah.
Oh, there was a lot of no-shows. I was really disappointed.
Well, the organization of it sort of, like, got a bit confused a bit. Because, like, I was running it, and then I disappeared, and then MCA Bit was running it with Fatty Goodness, and I think MC Cheshire Grin is helping out and stuff, but there was, like, a lot of confusion, and people didn't know what was on or where it was on, which is a shame, because, like, it's been running quite well. Like, people were upset that some of the better rappers were drawn against the better rappers, but they've just put them back in the next round. It's worked out really well. So yeah. I would pop down to Rhyme Torrents and follow that. Look out for Tails versus Luigi.
Tails.
that's going
so
on.
So like
next round.
The sidekicks from two of the most famous games.
Yep, Battle of the Sidekicks.
That's awesome. Who else is going to be in there? I know Crime Star made it into the next round. And
as Ren.
Yeah, as Ren, which is awesome, and No Whistlers as Duffman.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how far Duffman can go.
Yeah, I actually thought he did a really good job. He apparently had a cold.
I talked to No Whistlers a lot. He was quite critical of himself, but like,
yeah, I know.
He thinks that now he's got like one under his belt, he can sort of hit his stride, and I think if he does hit his stride, he could surprise a couple of people. Just because that kid's funny, man, and being Duffman, like, it's just genius. I sort of wish I was Duffman.
The one I had the most trouble deciding was Rorschach and Raiden.
Oh, that was a good little battle, actually.
It was, and a lot of people chose Rorschach, and Rorschach won, obviously. And I thought he did an awesome job, but I actually thought Raiden did an awesome job as well.
Was Raiden? Like, I don't know. Was Raiden by Kyle Mystery?
I believe. I think so. Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure now it's Kyle Mystery, but
he has bad luck in the tournaments, man. He always gets drawn against, like, I don't know. I think last time he went out to Hormones, which is fucking fair enough.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm a big Metal Gear fan, so I thought his voice on Raiden was right on. Well, pretty right on, and I thought his like what
was that? Was that not a pun?
Shut up. I wasn't trying. I was just talking. Bleh.
Okay. so, yeah, there are character battles going on. What else is happening on the internet?
Well, before we move on, I just wanted to say that the R2-D2 one made me laugh a lot.
I haven't heard that one. What was that one?
That was hilarious.
Because I hit play, and I'm looking at the lyrics, and I'm just like, all right, when's it going to start? I thought the, like, R2-D2 whistles and beeps were just, like, the intro. And then the next thing I know, the song's over. And I couldn't stop laughing after that.
What I want to know is, like, I don't know, like, I was sitting there, I was like, wait, did he actually make the sounds? Or was he just, like, using R2-D2 noises to make the sounds? I was a little confused at first, but,
what,
yeah.
So he'd written the lyrics out?
Yeah,
they were all lyrics. They all rhymed. When I was reading them, they went with the beat pretty well, and like, but the song never started. Then I realized the song was, you know, in R2-D2's native language, I guess.
Who was he against?
Darth Vader. He was in a show.
Yeah, he was a no show.
Oh, bandit tisk tisk.
Yeah, the one I really wanted to hear was Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah,
I really
that was
wanted
a shame.
To hear Buzz Lightyear.
That was a shame.
I was so disappointed. I was like, oh, dang. That makes me sad. And Strong Bad.
Yeah, Strong Bad didn't show. I'm glad Barney the Dinosaur did. Although I think Barney's out now.
Yeah, he's out. And who else? There was one in particular I was really, I don't know, like, I liked it at the same time, but I didn't know how to feel. It was a Gurr.
Oh, yeah. Because Gurr was MC Rection, I'm really glad that Rection lost. And, like, no disrespect, like, because Rection's, like, one of my favorite rappers in Nerdcore and stuff. But in the past, like, three tournaments I've entered, all three times I've been drawn against MC Rection in one way or another in the first round and then lost.
Oh, so you're just like, whoa, you lost this time.
Yeah, so like when Seamus won as Luigi, I was like, oh, thank fuck for that.
Oh, wow. But yeah, that's about it for the character battles. I don't know when they're posting up the next round.
Round's posted. It's meant to be due in Wednesday, but I think the community are pushing for the weekend.
Nice. And hopefully we'll have shows. People.
Well, hopefully. I still haven't even gotten a beat for mine yet.
Yeah. Which one are you doing?
I'm Tails.
You're Tails. That's okay. That's what I thought. Okay, cool.
MC cool, Tails.
Cool. MC Tails.
I was going to... My character was originally an American, but I couldn't do the accent.
You can't?
No.
Try it now.
I could try and do an accent, but this is the only one I can do, and I want a beef burger.
Oh my god.
And that's it.
That's awesome. No, I would love to be in the character battles, but I can't rap, and I can't do any voices. But I have great ideas. I've given some of my ideas.
That didn't stop a lot of the entrants.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, okay, so one I thought would be absolutely amazing is if someone went as Chris Hansen.
Who?
Chris Hansen. Oh, you wouldn't know this. Okay, there's a TV show, and it's called Dateline, and there's a man who hosts it named Chris Hansen. And he's known for his, like, distinct, like, voice and, like, things he says. And the whole point of the show is to catch online predators. So you have a decoy, and you just basically lure these, like, men that come to meet this 13-year-old. And he, like, just pops out of nowhere, and he's just like, "Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. Would you please have a seat here?" And then he'll, like, be like, "What are you doing here?" And ask, like, questions. And he just has a certain voice that a lot of people would recognize. So I thought that'd be kind of cool. And then, can't remember. Do you remember, Anthony, what other ideas I had?
I remember, I thought Chris Hansen was great, so I can't really remember the other ones.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was the best. So that would be cool. I couldn't think of anyone that I would be.
I wanted to be a Pokemon and just do that R2-D2 thing, I guess. I did that before. There was some, like, competition to be on a Kabuto-verse, so I entered as Pikachu, and I was just Pikachu, Pikachu, Pika.
What is that? Is that, like, hardcore Pikachu there?
It was, like, gangster Pikachu, and I wrote lyrics out, but they didn't rhyme, but the idea was it was a different language, so they wouldn't rhyme in English. So I just wrote, like, whatever I wanted, like, "I'm awesome, I'm so ridiculously great that hot air balloons are named after me." And it was, like, such ridiculous shit.
But, I could go as a Moogle.
You could go as Pac-Man. Just be all like, "Waka, waka, 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 waka." And just keep it up for, like, a minute and a half.
Oh, man. But then everybody would be doing, like, characters like that, though. There wouldn't be any actual, like...
Yeah,
crap.
But they would all just go out in the first round, and, like, the Ranger would win it. Like, he's probably gonna...
If I was gonna be in it, I would have picked a character that doesn't have a voice, so I could just focus on, like, the character. Like, I wanted to be T-Rex from Dinosaur Comics. I thought that one would have been great.
That would have been really good. Feelings are boring, kissing is awesome, like my raps, or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow. But, yeah, that's all I know about what's going on with Rhyme Torrents is the character battles. I don't pay attention to the other battles. I probably should.
I was a bit disappointed MC Cool Whip didn't show up as the companion cube.
The companion? Oh, yeah. But I was a little confused on that. The companion cube doesn't have a voice.
If it did, I think MC Cool Whip would have been good at sorting it.
Yeah.
Well,
point.
In the comments for the thread with Companion Cube, I remember people were saying, like, "So Companion Cube just got burned, right? Isn't that its whole job? Like, didn't he technically win that raid?"
We should put him through on a technicality.
That'd be rad.
I suppose, actually, Cool Whip was the most faithful to the character he chose. He didn't do anything. He got burned.
And we love him for it.
Yeah. That should have been his whole battle, just posting a picture of the companion cube and going, there you go.
That would have been awesome. Who were the judges?
The judges are Shinobi from Krondor Crew, Fat Goodness, and Hormones.
Oh, okay. I knew Shinobi, and then I knew it was Fatty, but I didn't know who was the third one. I was like, okay. I know there's a third one.
I was quite pleased with who I got as judges. I think I've got a good panel there. I'm quite happy. Because I didn't want to leave it to the community, because they're all dumb. Yeah, I said it.
They're all dumb.
Yeah, silly Americans.
Mr. B is lashing out at Ryan Torrance.
Yeah, I'm mad beefing.
If you have complaints, you can send them to lettersversusnumberspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you would, we have no emails.
Yeah, do you guys get emails?
Yeah,
if we bug people enough, we'll get emails.
Yeah, we got some. Okay. We got an email that said, "Hi, I've noticed you have linked to mcfrontalot.com. We have an advert on there, and or something, and we linked to you. And we linked you as an experiment, and we see we got you 40 page views." Or it was some shit, and I was like, "Why are you telling me this? Am I giving you money? Are you giving me money? What? How does this work? 40 page views. Wow. I could just click refresh myself 40 times. That's probably what they did."
That's awesome. Well, you guys might be getting more emails too, because I'll tell other people in my town to listen to Letters versus Numbers and be like, "Hey, listen to these people. They're awesome."
And then we'll come play a show in your town. Do Letters versus Live again.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
I don't know where you live, so I'm... No, not really.
Okay, well, I'll give you the information for that, because that'd be awesome, because we need more nerdcore-ness where I'm at in Montana. Because no one gives a rat's ass about
nerdcore. What state's near Montana?
Huh?
What states does it border?
Oh, it's like next to Idaho and Wyoming and North Dakota and South Dakota. It's right at the top of like Canada.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone who would be near there.
I'm in the boonies, okay? There is nobody who have any idea what is nerdcore, and if they do, they have no interest whatsoever. Like, I've already tried to get some of my friends to listen to nerdcore, and they're like, "What is this? I'm not listening to this. I'm gonna go listen to the Beatles."
You've got to pick and choose carefully. Like,
I'm friends with like a shiz ton of nerds. Okay.
Yeah, but it's like some of them. Person is like obviously like Frontalot or Lars or MC Chris. But like some people, you have to get them with Shale Riley, or some people you have to choose like the individual songs. Like,
yeah.
You have to hit him with a bit of boom headshot or something.
And I try, but then again, I myself is lacking in video game music. But currently that's being fixed.
It's being rectified.
Yes, indeed, because I'm very music deprived. Even though I love video game music, I don't have enough of it.
Well, that should change on account of, you know, providing for game music for all.
True. So, I'm going to start going around and try to find where I can get music and whatnot, because I don't know how you guys get music for free. I don't know. Like, I can't torrent anything because I'm using internet that's by the college. So
there's for free. We've mentioned this once or twice on the show before, but there's a free album index. Yeah, the free album index, which we'll probably link again on Rhyme Torrents, ran by staff, and it's brilliant. He does a cracking job of keeping it updated and stuff. And
well, then I'll probably have
there's some great little finds on there.
Take all the music I can, because I'm gonna need it. All.
And then me and at GM for A and Z at Hipster Please constantly link to free albums.
Yeah, but nobody reads blogs.
That's not true.
I thought blogs were like the new thing. That's what the kids were doing.
I know a lot of people who read blogs. In fact, I've gotten some people to read... Oh, no, what?
No, lots of people write blogs.
Yes.
That is true.
But I'm just being an asshole.
I'm sorry. I couldn't tell. You just were acting so much like yourself.
It's
That was a really lame burn, but whatever.
I'm not an asshole. I'm lovely. I'm charming.
Uh-huh. You keep telling yourself that.
Uh-huh.
Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm just passing on what I've heard from other people.
Well, then they're big fat liars.
This is all secondhand information you're giving us.
This is you're ganging up on me now. This is pick on the British guy.
Sorry, it's in our nature.
This is my return to Letters vs. Numbers podcast, and it is also my last Letters vs. Numbers podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Aww.
Now you're just going to hear some, like, footsteps and then a door slamming.
Get the clunk of the mic on the floor.
Oh, don't do that. That's sad.
No, I like the drama.
Are you going to go back to...
Well, not the drama.
No, internet.
But it's suspense. Like, then they'll tune in next week and be like, is he back? Did he come back?
Yeah, we'll totally do that. Well, actually, I was going to ask something, but I think before I do, we should get into a song, maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this one's sort of an exclusive, who's picking? What's going on?
Well, you said you had a song you wanted to play, so I guess one of your songs?
Yeah, this is DJ Roborob, who I think is maybe overtaking EPB as the most played artist pretty soon. But DJ Roborob, this is a remix of the Tetris B music. It's called Choice B, but spelt in that DJ Roborob way you love to tolerate. So yeah, enjoy. Oh, also... this might not be an exclusive. This may just be a demo he sent me that isn't finished, and he might get really mad. So, sorry, Rob.
Hey,